Thank you very much for coming. The Secretary-General and the President will make short introductory statements, and then we'll have time for a couple of questions. Secretary-General.
Mr. President, it is indeed a great pleasure to welcome you to NATO headquarters. The Czech Republic is a valuable ally. Your contribution to our missions proves your strong commitment, and it shows that even in tough economic times, the Czech Republic can be counted upon. I truly appreciate the courage and professionalism of your troops in Kosovo and in Afghanistan. They are making a difference. They are helping to train Afghan soldiers and police in Wardak and Logar provinces and help provide security at Kabul International Airport. Thanks to our shared efforts, Afghanistan is a different country than it was over a decade ago. For the first time, Afghan forces are taking the lead for security across the country, and we are on track to complete our combat mission at the end of next year. At the same time, we are preparing a new non-combat mission to train, advise, and assist the Afghan forces after 2014, so that we cement our hard-fought gains. And I count on the continued support of the Czech Republic. We also discussed your country's active contribution to keeping NATO's capabilities strong and our forces connected. At a time when all our nations face tough budgetary choices, multinational cooperation can help us get more value for money and more security for every euro we spend. And by stepping up our training and exercises, we maintain our forces agile and able to deal with any challenges. So I appreciate the efforts made by the Czech Republic to meet its commitment to NATO, to hold the line on defense spending during the crisis, and to invest more in defense as our economies start to recover. This is also important to enable Europe to play its full role in crisis management, as the Czech Republic does, because a strong Europe also means a strong NATO. I thank you for your support. I look forward to continuing to work with you in the busy months to come. Mm-hmm. Mr. President.
Mr. Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen, I was here in the headquarters of NATO for the first time 15 years ago, and I was a little younger, with no gray hair at all. Yes, but I am old man, but I fully support NATO as I have supported 15 years ago. This is long-term positive experience, not only of common friendship, but also common cooperation. So, because Mr. Secretary General said practically everything what I wanted to say, so I cannot repeat his words, and that's why you have open space for your question.
So we'll go over there.
Good afternoon, Andrej Houska for the Czech Radio. Question for the Secretary General. Have you discussed military expenditures in the Czech Republic, which are coming down in last years? Maybe have you called upon the Czech Republic to increase the expenditures, bearing in mind that we don't respect the agreed limit inside the NATO? And for the President Zeman, Secretary General today said that the military option regarding Syria has to remain on the table. Do you share this view when we take into account the fact that the Czech Republic refused to sign the joint letter of the European countries on the margins of the G20 summit? Thank you.
Yes, we have discussed defense investments. And it is a fact that the defense budget in the Czech Republic has declined quite significantly during recent years. First of all, let me stress that I understand very well the economic challenges of our member states. As a politician, I know very well how difficult it is when you have to balance your budgets and when you're forced to cut deeply in your budgets across the board. Then it's difficult to keep the level of defense investments. But having said that, I have also expressed concerns about the declining defense budgets, not only in the Czech Republic, but all over our alliance, because the Czech Republic is not alone in this. It's a general problem. And the problem is that if this trend continues, it will be increasingly difficult to ensure effective protection of our territories. It will be increasingly difficult, in particular for European allies, to participate in international crisis management. And the vacuum the Europeans leave behind will be filled by emerging powers that invest more and more in defense and security. And eventually, that will lead to a declining role of Europe on the international scene. So for these reasons, I have encouraged allies to increase defense spending as the economies recover. I have repeated that message in my meeting with the president today, and I'm also pleased to see that there is a political will in the Czech Republic to reverse the trend and start increasing defense investments as the economy recovers.
As for Syria, I repeated my public statement that it is necessary to fight against Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and there is some doubt concerning the fighting on the side of Al-Qaeda in Syria. All depends what is the share of Al-Qaeda in Syrian conflict, and nobody knows the exact calculation. By the way, last week, Mr. Secretary General, I received the new ambassador of the United Kingdom, which told me that the same argument has been used in the discussion in British Parliament, and we know the result and voting in British Parliament.
Czech television. Secretary General, you were praising the professionalism of Czech soldiers in Afghanistan and Kosovo, no doubt about it. However, have you discussed with President Zeman the impact of scandal of the Czech military intelligence agency this year? Its then current and former heads were charged with ordering to spy on former Prime Minister Nečas' estranged wife. This order was made by former Prime Minister Nečas' chief of staff. Some security experts in Brussels were suggesting that this huge scandal might have an impact on NATO's trust towards the Czech Republic. Have you discussed it? What's your stance on this issue?
We didn't discuss those issues, and I have full trust in the Czech Republic and its will and ability to live up to obligations within our alliance.
Last question over here.
Tomanek from the Czech News Agency. Mr. Secretary General, have you asked Mr. Zeman to provide some Czech military CBR and experts to possibly disarm of the chemical weapons in Syria?
We discussed the Czech capabilities in that area, but we haven't discussed the possibility to eventually use them in order to implement the agreement on elimination of Syrian chemical weapons. Let me stress that I don't foresee a NATO role in that respect, but of course individual allies may be willing to and able to contribute, but I think maybe it's a bit too early to discuss that, because first of all we need to know what is the legal framework and basis, and that will very much depend on deliberations in the UN Security Council in New York. I hope to see a firm United Nations mandate that can provide the framework for a complete elimination of the Syrian chemical weapons. And when that is in place, I think individual nations will start considerations whether they can contribute to that task.
Thank you very much. That concludes our press point. Have a good afternoon.